producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Top claims that this is World War III, just play into their hands. Masses of fighters on the back of pickup trucks, twisted souls plotting in apartments or garages. They pose an enormous danger to civilians. They have to be stopped. But they do not threaten our national existence.
Ah, that's a little slice of the State of the Union, the final one for President Barack Obama, talking about, among other things, fear-mongering, as he alluded to there, in what is happening with ISIS in the conversation across America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, right at the top from Talk Media News. Pleased to welcome to the show, actually, Ellen Ratner. Ellen, thanks so much for popping on with us.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's interesting. I spent most of the evening interviewing both Republicans and Democrats, a couple of them before the speech and most of them afterwards. And it was like every Democrat said it was a great speech. Every Republican said it was horrible. It's like they didn't move off their talking points. And, you know, there were talking points really on each side that made a little bit of sense. And including, if I was giving the speech, what I would have done is I would have listed my accomplishments, which could have been listed in a bullet form in 4 or 5 minutes. I would have said, we have got to accomplish these 4 or 5 things, which the White House did put out, and they actually put it out alongside the speech. And then I would have turned the speech over to Speaker Ryan.
Who was chewing gum and not, and was very stoic during the entire speech.
I know. I was like, whoa, what is wrong with this guy? He's like, doesn't move.
Yeah,
he did get up at one point around the veterans issue.
Yes. Yeah, I think that was really the only thing. It's funny, I was comparing him in my mind to all the State of the Unions I've seen, remember, through the years, as you know, with John Boehner when he was Speaker of the House. And even Boehner cracked a smile now and then or reacted, but Ryan was a solid block of ice on this one.
Very, very much he was a solid block of ice. And it was interesting because this afternoon, before we did this, we also did a radio row for the Republicans. And, you know, a lot of their points make some sense. I mean, they say that there is too much regulation, that the Wright brothers were able to fly, which referenced the president's speech, because they didn't have a lot of regulation. And, in fact, there was a guy, Langley, that was supposed to make a flying machine, had a government contract, and failed. And that innovation comes when people can be creative. I don't disagree with that. On the other hand, you don't want people ruining the environment and shooting up things in our forests, et cetera, that they shouldn't be doing. So I think there is a balance. On the other hand, I agree that there is a lot of regulation.
Yeah, what were you surprised that the president didn't talk about? Did you think there was going to be more emphasis on guns or gun control?
I did, and of course, the Republicans had tainted it that the president was going to talk a lot about guns, and we basically didn't hear about any gun regulation. I actually thought the president wasn't going to make that speech because he had already done it a week before.
Right. All right. So then no surprise as far as that's concerned. And he made this one short. Is that traditional for presidents? Hey, this is my last one, so I'm going to make it to the point.
Well, he did say he was going to make it short, and then he went on for over an hour. So I'm not so sure. Maybe he thought it was short without all the applause. I also think, frankly, what they ought to do is they ought to make the Democrats and Republicans sit with each other instead of on opposite sides of the aisle so that it wasn't just, you know, the Democrats popping up and clapping every time and then most of the Republicans not. I just think, you know, we're past that point as a country.
Yep. So there was also, he talked a lot about and emphasized the whole political, although he didn't spell it out necessarily, but you knew he was talking about the political fighting, the malice between the two parties. I don't think that was surprising, but it's obviously pretty clear that's part of the problem in D.C.
That's a huge part of the problem in D.C., and that's why I think, you know, had I been his advisor, I would have said, make the gesture and turn it over to the speaker. You know, make your points and then say, as a bipartisan move, I want to show that we want both sides speaking here. And that's what I would have done. But, you know, nobody listens to me. I'm just a lousy talk show host.
So this was his last one. He's Fix Our Politics, Move On From There, American Destiny, Education. Do you think, and he mentioned Gitmo, and so I think that's his last thing. He really wants Guantanamo to close.
Well, that was certainly his promise when he took over in 2008. But when he was elected, he didn't take over to 2009. That was absolutely something that he had promised. And they were talking about releasing more people today. Now, of course, as the president was making this speech and as he was getting ready to make the speech, we know that Iran captured two ships, and mm-hmm. have 10 Americans as their prisoners.
Yeah, exactly.
He did not mention that, but that certainly was a sub-theme of tonight that people were talking about on the Hill.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought he should have mentioned it.
I'm surprised he actually didn't, because this has been a huge issue, and I think he should have put it within the concept of we are not, you know, we are the greatest country. People look to us for answers, and we are not going to put up with people taking our troops or deciding that they can rule us because of this. They can hold us hostage.
Yeah, exactly. Ellen Ratner, as always, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
As we motor along here talking about what was said in the State of the Union, Ellen mentioned it, Iran holding 10 U.S. soldiers. So the question becomes, what should happen here? And there's been plenty of conversation about that. I mean, because here we go again, in play, absolutely. How does this happen? When you just hear the story on the surface and you say to yourself, are you kidding me? You have to be kidding me. But it's no joke. I mean, the president pretty much stuck to the script and didn't talk about what's going on with Iran, other than to say, we built a global coalition with sanctions and principled diplomacy to prevent a nuclear-armed Iran. And as we speak, Iran has rolled back its nuclear program, shipped out its uranium stockpile, and the world has avoided another war. In his only mention of Iran in the State of the Union, hours earlier, he was alerted to the fact that the sailors were being held in Iran after those two ships, as Ellen mentioned, the two naval craft went into Iranian waters, which is what happened. Boy, oh boy, 10 Americans taken into custody, and the president completely omitting this. And it's the kind of another example of the, it's not kind of, it's overt, provocative Iran taking a wild grab. And this is very dangerous when we talk about this nuclear deal. 855-266-5283. Coming up later, you can comment on what happened. Stay with us. More coming your way next.
Have you ever wondered what rich people know that you don't? Because people who are earning 10 times more than you are not 10 times smarter than you. But they do have a secret. They know something you don't. And that something is what I'd like to share. Because I started out like you, buying dozens of money-making programs, 99% turning out to be nothing but mumbo-jumbo. But eventually, I discovered a secret. Earning over $284,000 in a single year. And this is why I have a confession to make. Because most people think my success came from luck or hard work. Unfortunately, neither is true, because I didn't start making more until I started doing less. Less physical work and more mental work. This is because I owe all my success to one thing, and I'd like to share it with you in a new free book. All you have to do to get a copy is go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com. Obviously, this offer is limited, so please go now to realcashsecrets.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Tonight, thanks for hanging with us across this great nation and beyond our borders. We're talking about the president's final State of the Union address. At one moment in the address, and he did it a couple of different times, he talked about the fact that it's not about religion when he was talking about zealots. And he talked about ISIS and you know, basically ISIL, and rejected what is being said, and said it's, you know, it's, that's not what it is, and basically summed up that there was confusion. He didn't use the word confusion, but pretty much if you're reading between the lines, that's what he was talking about. Now, we've just scratched the surface here as we continue to motor through. Like I mentioned, House Speaker Paul Ryan said in a statement that he was closely monitoring the situation, meaning Iran and the 10 sailors who were taken into custody by the Iranians. And he said, you know, at one point, I don't understand the reaction to this, Trump said, who is running for president on the Republican side. It's just an indication of where the hell we're going. I mean, hopefully they get released and fast, but it seems to be an indication of where we're going. All right, we know where we're going next. Here's where we're headed. William Panzarella joins us now. He is a writer, researcher, and constitutionalist. I love that title. And he's the author of A Place They Called America. Potent title there for that book. William, thanks so much for staying up late with us.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, Kate.
All right, so your reaction just overall to the State of the Union address.
Well, I think you correctly hit the two most important topics. One was him, the president, not even mentioning what happened to our sailors today. You know, 10 sailors being taken by Iran. And, you know, of course, first and foremost, our thoughts and our prayers go out to them and their families, and hopefully they will be released as soon as possible, hopefully, you know, tonight or tomorrow morning. But not only mentioning it, but trumpeting his nuclear deal with Iran as one of the great successes of his presidency. And secondly, you know, it's just amazing to me that he did not mention it.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, too. So do you think, I mean, obviously he was alerted to it, and it was like, well, you know, we don't want to go there because there are other things that we're going to talk about in this, and we're not going to, why even touch that? It just seems so odd because it happens before he's doing this State of the Union. It had to be a discussion, I would imagine, among his advisors because he ultimately has the final decision. But I bet that was what the conversation was inside the Oval, don't you think?
Oh, of course. And, I mean, I don't believe anyone thinks that it's a coincidence. Obviously, every day in the Persian Gulf, there's a tense standoff between us and Iran. There's tensions all the time. It's no coincidence that Iran chose today or last night, you know, basically hours before the president goes on to do his last State of the Union address. It's basically they're mocking the president of the United States.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. That, and that's the first thing that jumped in my mind when this happened. Oh, the having this timing of this is exactly what's happening here. All right, what do you think were the was the thing to really, besides that obvious blunder, how do you think he handled the ISIS situation?
Well, it's interesting, and that's another thing you correctly pointed out, that he goes out of his way to say that ISIS is not Islamic, even though obviously the first two words in ISIS is Islamic State. And even if you want to discount ISIS and throw them away, Al-Qaeda, Abu Sayyaf, Boko Haram, Al-Nusra, these are all groups that themselves say they are Islamic and Islamic extremists and take their orders from the Quran. And I am by in no way saying that, you know, all Muslims are terrorists. I hope, you know, nobody misunderstands me about that. But these are Islamic extremists. And if you cannot identify the enemy, how can you fight them?
Yeah, absolutely. What did you think of the reaction to the Republicans who were at the State of the Union, like Paul Ryan especially?
Well, I really liked Nikki Haley, who gave the Republican response, the governor of South Carolina. I think she gave you know, a great response and didn't try to sway, didn't try to really go full bore against the president. Stay kind of stable.
Yeah. The what did you think was, besides the situation with the sailors, which was obviously a missed target, a missed opportunity when you had the world stage like that. But what else do you think should have been as part of the State of the Union? Wasn't there? Is there anything that pops out to you?
Well, it wasn't what wasn't there. It was some of the things that he did say. For instance, the president talked about college tuition, you know, that he wants to bring down college tuition. I mean, according to the U.S. News, from 1995 to 2015, the average tuition and fees at private universities rose 179%. Tuition at public national universities in that same time rose 296%. Now, Obama has been in office for nearly 8 years, and that has only done nothing to decrease tuition, but under him, tuition has continued to rise. So he could say that in his last State of the Union that he wants to decrease college tuition, but as the old adage says, you know, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, boy, that is absolutely the truth. Hey, let me ask you this. I mentioned you're a constitutionalist. The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, says, you know what? A constitutional convention, baby, that's what's needed. Congress just isn't doing its job. He says it's necessary because we have a Congress that just can't get it done. And under the Constitution, it is Congress under Article 1 that is assigned the duty of passing laws in this country, and yet that's not what they're doing. But to see the reality of that, it would be such an incredible long shot, I think, longer maybe than winning this Powerball. What do you think?
I agree, Kate, and that's a great point, because I think a lot of it also has to do with President Obama trying to, you know, write executive orders every time and bypass that.
Yeah.
You know, the president does not make laws, as you just stated in the Constitution. That's left up
right
to the legislative branch.
Yep, exactly. Hey, we got about a minute or so left, so I know that's not much time, but quickly, tell us about A Place They Called America.
Well, A Place They Called America is, I mostly write novels, but and I was originally going to write a novel about America in the not-so-distant future, where the Constitution has been torn apart, where the government spies on our every move, where citizens live in fear of saying or writing the wrong thing, where the younger generation has been indoctrinated. But then I realized before I started the novel that that future is now. So I wanted to write a book, a shorter book, on not a novel, not fiction, but what is actually going on in America, because it is so important.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. It is so important. William, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. Good night, and God bless America.
Absolutely. I echo that sentiment. William Panzarella, you can pick up his book, A Place They Call America, They Called America. You can pick it up at Amazon.com. As we continue to motor through, your thoughts on the State of the Union, 855-266-5283, 855-266-Kate. And a quick programming note, don't forget that we still have Nail the Score, not the politician, Nail the Score coming up at the tail end, the last segment of our next hour, because lo and behold, we have a computer to give away, and we really hope that somebody nails the score. It could be you. How cool would that be to get a computer and not have to pay a dime for it, and not even have to pay any money to enter our little contest? I think it would be very, very cool, my friends. Donald Trump holds a double-digit lead nationally in a New York Times CBS poll. We're talking about that and the State of the Union. On the flip side,
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer got the best of him, apparently. Didn't tell a lot of people. Survived for 18 months. David Bowie is headed for his first number one album on the Billboard 200 albums chart with Black Star. The set, which was released on January 8th on his 69th birthday, could sell, they say, 130,000 albums in the week of January 14th, but obviously, people feeling the loss of David Bowie. I mean, this guy, I think, was so incredibly talented. And as somebody said to me, even more than a musician, he was just this great business guy. But He was an ambassador of the world. He tried to donate, to try to help people. And, you know, again, from what I know of David Bowie, just a very good person. And his star, or the stars are crying tonight, dimming. David Bowie, the world reacting. And, you know, his music spanned so many generations. I think even younger generations, my young nephew knows who David Bowie is, knows his music, can name probably five songs of David Bowie's. You know, he had Let's Dance. I remember that song. Oh, played all the time. Changes. That was huge. Young Americans. Remember Young Americans? In the 70s, mid-70s, that came out. Diamond Dogs. These are 70s songs, those. And they're still played. You can still find them if you're cruising around listening to the radio. And so David Bowie didn't tell very many people that he was dying, and he knew he was dying, especially in the last couple of months or so. He definitely knew that. And before that, though, realizing that he had liver cancer and trying to give it its best go with it, best fight, he ultimately succumbed. Very, very tough. Had that longtime marriage to Imam, the model, and they had a daughter, 15, and he had a son from a previous marriage, too. The end of the Obama era is upon us. It's still a year, less than a year, but he had his last State of the Union address, and I say America Tonight is a snapshot of what's happening in America, and people are definitely talking about David Bowie because his music spanning, as I just mentioned, through several generations, and it's been played a lot, and it's been talked a lot in the last day or two. And the State of the Union is the other biggie that, of course, will be talked about all over the place, from, you know, millennials to people in their 80s or even in their 90s, because I think we're in such a year of flux with it being an election year that the curiosity of many is definitely, let's just say, peaked for sure. What the actual ratings will be of the State of the Union will be interesting to see. Cause, you know, that's when, across the board, the president's speech commandeers all networks. Is it going to be a speech that's, you know, that a lot of people tuned into, or is it going to be one where the ratings are down? Obama's State of the Union, one of the big statements out of it is America is already great. He says America is already great. And the speech came on the heels of these U.S. soldiers being held by the Iranians, hopefully out soon, 10 altogether, as our ships apparently errantly drifted into Iranian waters. The timing is auspicious, to say the least, because the sanctions and whatnot are being lifted within the next couple of days, and this is when officially the pact kicks in. So it's wild, again, to see these two things dovetail each other. And the speech, this State of the Union speech, is been compared to some lines that Bill Clinton used. Bill Clinton told Americans, "I feel your pain." And Obama blamed technology and globalization for economic disruptions, he called it, that strain working families. And shared the anger that the American political system is rigged. He said this. He said, "is rigged in favor of the rich or the powerful or some special interest." He said, "it's one of the few regrets of my presidency that the rancor and suspicion between the parties has gotten worse instead of better. As frustration grows, there'll be voices urging us to fall back into our respective tribes to scapegoat fellow citizens who don't look like us, or pray like us, or vote like we do, or share the same background. We can't afford to go down that path." He did acknowledge anxieties about the economy, national security, the ISIS, although he was kind of defiant about that. And he never personally, of course, took a specific shot at Republican presidential candidates, but you could tell he was thinking of Donald Trump and probably Ted Cruz as well. He said they were lonely deniers of climate change and accused them of peddling fiction about his economic record and blowing political hot air about foreign dangers to America, including ISIS. And, you know, that's interesting to me. The ISIS conversation is interesting because, in one hand, and we've had plenty of people on to talk about it, the fear is real about ISIS because we hear about the lone wolf terrorists, etc., who are being rallied by what's happening on the internet recruiting wise and whatnot. All right, Grim gets a word on this. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Being pretty interesting to listen to everybody, but I'm in agreement with Tom mostly. He and I are probably sitting on the same park bench watching the same car rust, but I use an acronym and have for the last 20 years, Kate. I can sum it up with that. SOAR.
SOAR.
Yeah. Same old rhetoric.
Oh, yeah. Same old. I like that. 20 years, same old rhetoric. Boy, isn't that the truth.
Now, your major affiliate that you work with that I haven't heard, you kind of led to it, but they mentioned that Obama did kind of vaguely make a statement about Donald Trump, about not listening to the hate and but the main thing is that he led to was the fact that at the end of that, it was kind of consensuous between the Democrats and the Republicans in cheering them on for that statement.
Yeah.
Well, hey, there it is, America. There's the person you've been waiting. That 330 million that didn't vote the last time or hasn't voted since I've been voting. Here's your chance. Put Trump in there. They both hate him.
Yeah, so what do you have to lose? Why not? If there's one, if they're ganging up on him, maybe he's the better option, you're saying. I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you go get some change, some real change, you know. But, Kate, he's still got a lot of time. He's still got a lot of time. If, I tell you, if Paul Ryan doesn't utter the words impeachment out of his mouth when he signs this gun, executive order over gun control, I tell you, because what got me is the end of his speech. He was trying to be all American and everything. The only thing I could think of was, well, why aren't we pledging allegiance in elementary schools? Why aren't we singing God Bless? I mean, I had to do that every morning I went to school as a kid. Of course, yeah. I went, back in the 60s, you know. Mm-hmm. I went a lot earlier than you did, but
Well, but here's the thing. Here's what you and I are in agreement with this. I don't understand. Well, I mean, if somebody doesn't want to do it, they should be able to abstain. But I don't understand why we have to highlight and make a big deal. It's almost like taking. It's what I say about I hate taking rights away. It's almost taking things out of. Well, we can't have in God we trust on our bills. Well, we can't pledge allegiance. I just don't get it.
Well, I'll tell you what it's all about. It's about putting your stake in life towards something. And that's the problem. He lied. He lied. He lied. There's no honor among us anymore.
Yeah, no honor among us anymore, so says Grim. What do you say? Grim, thanks. 855-266-5283. We're wrapping up this hour on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Guy that's been
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, yeah! Hey, yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah! Who's that now, brother?
Across this great nation. You might have heard me say this the other day, but hats off to Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone wins a Golden Globe for his performance of Rocky Balboa in Creed. I love it. I do. I just love that he got a standing ovation, and who cares, but he gets a standing ovation. They play the Rocky theme, and he hadn't been back. He said it. He hadn't been back since the 70s. That was the last time he was at that dinner soiree. It had been such a drought. I mean, you know, as far as that's concerned. And he said, you know, thank God for Rocky, because he, you know, that was the character really that put him on the map that he wrote. And people forget that. And how cool is that? Oh, when he went to the stage. Oh, man, unbelievable. He was great. It was great to see him. And He deserves it. There was somebody that told me about Creed, and some of you saw Creed and said to go see it. You know, and I always invite you to send me those cheap movie reviews, and I'll tell you, I'll send you a copy of Mobile Level to Playing Field. But so what happens is I've gotten a bunch of, I think of any movie other than Star Wars, I've gotten more reviews on Creed than any other movie in recent memory. Says something. All right, as we give you the bullet points and wrap things up here, the finality of this hour anyway, Iran, you've heard this, I'm sure, detaining, we've been talking about it, a couple of Navy boats, 10 sailors in the Persian Gulf venturing into Iranian waters just a little bit, and they, I guess what the scoop is that they had mechanical problems. That's what pushed them there. Because if you're saying, well, why are they there in the first place? That's what happened. They couldn't control that. And they, we got some assurances that they'll be returned safely and promptly, but it hasn't happened at this point. Maybe happening as I speak. Guards arrested them for trespassing officially, though. It was carrying the boats were carrying three 50-caliber machine guns. John Kerry spoke to his counterpart, who promised the two ships will be allowed to continue their voyage probably at dawn. So as I mentioned, that's maybe going on as I am speaking right now. I tried to get confirmation of that, but I could not get confirmation. I'm assuming, based on what I just said, that probably that might be happening at this, you know, at this hour. Be kind of freaky, wouldn't it, if you were on the on those boats? Because they knew they were close. I mean, you know, they knew they were close with the mechanical problems. They could feel that they were. They could feel like they were drifting. I suppose is what I want to say, and unfortunately hit that water and couldn't get back from it. So the inevitable was going to, you know, ultimately was going to happen there. There's going to be more reaction to the State of the Union, but the cries for impeachment for Obama, they are going to go unanswered, my friends. I get a lot of email every week about that. Sometimes we read them, but it's the song you've been singing that is falling on deaf ears for those who want to see that happen. This is less than a year to go. It would have to be the biggest takedown. It'd be like Ronda Rousey and how she normally fights because she lost her last one, where you're talking about, is it 10 seconds till she brings somebody down to the mat or in the bottom of the cage? The likelihood of it is just, I think, so minuscule. So minuscule that it's not happening. Not happening. If you're listening to us in Michigan, and one of the things the president did talk about was education, you've got students staying home with the sick outs continuing in the public schools there. I saw a picture of the schools, and they're unbelievable. I mean, they should be calling in sick. You have rats and roaches running through the halls of some of these schools. You have pieces of ceiling that have fallen on the heads of students, for example, at a prep academy there. At the elementary school, eighth graders are in the gym and pulled to classrooms an hour or so a day because of the shortage of teachers. And the teachers can't teach in these conditions, so they're not showing up, so they're doing a sick out. And, you know, I don't blame them. So thousands of students stayed home over the last 2 days. Teachers are doing a sick in. So, you know, a sick in is an off-the-book strike by the teachers protesting. I mean, they got to be heard. For goodness sake, tiles falling on kids' heads, that's when you yell help. And the city of Detroit is just drowning in every direction. And this is just another example of that. How can students learn if they're seeing rats run down the hallway? They're distracted. Hey, look, there goes another rat. They say the best thing is for the Detroit kids to be in school. I'm going to argue that. I have a kid walking down the hallway getting hit by a tile and rats and cockroaches running through the hallways. Ooh, I don't want them there. I mean, clearly this is a huge crisis in Michigan. It's an awful crisis. And then you think of what the temperatures are, like 20 degrees. 20 degrees and you're putting your kid in that environment. Ugh. Bad choices. Somebody has to step up and figure out what they need to do there. I think when I was in school, we weren't worried about, no matter what there was a shortage of or what happened, we were never thinking tiles were flying down on our heads, or we never, and there could have been mice, because mice easily can get in somewhere, but we certainly never saw them, I can tell you that. And I can't imagine that watching that in the hallways, I would be as distracted as anybody else when I was a kid, if I was looking at that. So now you got falling temperatures and falling tiles. Ugh. Not the best combination. Let's put it that way. Not a great combination at all by any stretch of the imagination. I want to mention this because, you know, I'm all about the polls. And in the latest polls, Donald Trump, of course, comes out on top. What will it mean? It means we're in results season. And will he hang on to those high results? Because you can take and manipulate any poll you want to manipulate. And no matter which one it is, he's there. It's just a question of, is he 35% in his cruise at 14 or 15? I mean, he's like a machine. He's unstoppable. Make America great again. Whoever came up with that slogan, they deserve a bonus. Because it's perfect for Trump. It fits with what he's saying. And during the president's speech, he tweeted out talking about how it was so boring. It's boring. It's boring. And it was kind of all over the map. It was all over the map. And then while you have Obama leaving and Trump clearly taking the edge for the Republicans, how about this? Bernie Sanders winning in Iowa and New Hampshire. Hillary Clinton falling off the map a bit. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can always email me, americatonight.net. Swing! Under the moon I saw you. So soon you'll take me. Up in your arms too late to beg you. Or cancel it though I know it must be.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.